Floral design is a proud form of art that has been around for thousands of years. The diversity of style is amazing and will reflect a variety of social, religious, and cultural trends. It is a part of social interactions, of interior design, and is important in relationships and for enhancing the overall quality of our lives. Working with flowers is fun but also brings a dimension to our lives that is purely pleasing. Having a bad day, then make a bouquet. Feeling sad? Bring some joy to your life by working with a bunch of flowers that smile for you. Flowers are both beautiful and functional. We enjoy their color, their scent, and often forget that the real significance of a flower from the plant's perspective is to provide a means of reproduction. Flowers have played a role in many cultures throughout the years, symbolizing an identity, a goal or aspiration, and even may have special religious significance. We also mark special days with flowers, births, deaths, weddings, and a host of other special occasions to give thanks, to say, I love you, or to just say I am thinking about you. In fact, individual types of flowers have been given special meanings which you may consider when you are giving flowers as a gift. The floral industry itself is huge. It is a multi-billion dollar industry that brightens our lives at every special holiday and event in our lives. It does make a great contribution to our economy and provides a host of employment opportunities. Valentine's Day, which is February 14th, is one of the busiest days for florists, candy shops, lingerie shops, and restaurants. It is expected to give and receive flowers, chocolate, to go for a romantic date, and more. During Victorian times, flowers were given special meanings and small bouquets would be given to sweethearts to demonstrate love. The rose has been forever a symbol of love, beauty, and peace, and evidence of cultivation of roses dates back to over 5,000 years ago. Over Valentine's, more than 250 million roses will be harvested and bring in over $2 billion in sales. If you received cut flowers from your Valentine, then here are a few tips to prolong their life and beauty. Begin with a clean vase. If your container was previously used, then wash it with hot, soapy water to remove any debris and destroy bacteria and fungi that might shorten the life of your cut flowers. Cut off the bottom half inch of your flowers to aid in water uptake. Ensure all foliage is removed beneath the waterline. When your flowers begin to wilt, just give them a quick recut to ensure the stems can take water up to the blooms, and rewash and refill the vase with clean water as well as more of the floral preservative if you have some. Cut flowers are not the only option, as there are also many potted plants now available everywhere. It is impossible to walk into any grocer without being greeted by flowering potted plants of every color and type. Remember that our homes are not welcoming to plants that would normally live in areas with brighter light and higher humidity. Our plants in our houses are stressed during our long winter months, so ensure you are giving them the care they deserve for brightening up our lives. Hope your February is going well and your heart is full with all of what gives us joy during our winter. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at info@orchidhort.com, on Facebook at OrchidHort, and on Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page, https://www.facebook.com/orchidhort, or check out the YouTube channel Grow. https://www.youtube.com/channel/uchkiupkaviv2e2hcqlfl0jike.